Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Fred Penny. I'm pretty much by myself here. I have a robot over there doing the everything in the control room. There's
joke,
nobody
Fred.
Here. I'm the only one.
My name was redacted from
Danger Will Robinson.
We're having a lot of fun here. This is hour two with Denise and Todd and myself and Cal. We're just a little family here. Cal is our three-time Emmy Award nominee but never a winner producer. I got that in before you commented. Look, I'm telling you how good I'm getting. I'm going to tell you how good I'm getting. And everyone's like, what's he's weird. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234. I'm looking at my notes to prepare for, you know, what we're going to say and all that type of stuff. Look at it. Guys, look. What do my notes show, Denise?
That it's blank.
It's blank. I don't have it. I don't even. I used to write notes. I don't have. It's blank.
You could be before the Senate committee right now.
I am Amy Coney Barrett, the second.
Right now.
I just love that to me. I don't care what side of the aisle. What do you have there? A blank piece of paper with the name of the Senate on top?
You suppose she was insulting the people who were questioning her at that point. You guys got nothing that I need to write down.
At that point, you might as well go, we're done.
I saw it as one of those where, I did go through an almost identical hearing when appointed to the Federal Court of Appeals about 2 years ago, and the questions all seemed to be about the same load of crap.
Yes.
So,
although one of you was nicer.
I've been there.
Yeah, one of you was nicer. To me then, but
yes,
right.
So anyway, we're going to talk about the confirmation hearing very, very briefly, and we're Denise, Todd, and I. There's not a lot to say about it, to be quite honest. But Denise, Todd, and I were talking during the break. We said, "Well, we should bring that up when we talk about it." Is how justices don't necessarily turn out exactly like you think they're going to turn out once they're appointed, and we're going to discuss that briefly. Then
it's like the guy who does the weather.
Yeah.
It's not always spot on, even if you have a satellite view.
That's true. And then we're going to talk about Michael Jackson. We're going to talk about the University of Utah, the death of that athlete. Very interesting case. We're going to discuss that.
Tragic story.
Yeah, tragic story. And if you want to go, I'm going to tweet out a picture on our Twitter account, because I've done some Instagram. I'll throw on Instagram that shows my notes. And I'm telling you, I'm leading with the example. Trying to follow exactly. And honestly, I just didn't do it. I don't need to. I can just talk and make things up. But most of all, what I do say, and I love to say, is Cal, roll, case or no case.
Wait. Would you say that again, please?
Roll. See, I threw him off topic.
There we go.
Now it's
there
time
we go.
To play case or no case.
Yay! All right. Many years ago, a touring musical band called Three Dog Night, you've heard of
them. Yes, I love them.
Yeah,
yes.
They got their name because when it was a cold night in Africa, it took three dogs in the tent to keep you warm.
What? I didn't know that, Cal.
That's true. A one dog night, a two dog night, and a three dog night was really cold. That was where their name came from. Yes. And they found a young performer to open for them when they went on tour. We will call him Kenny. A gifted performer and a songwriter.
Yeah.
Kenny wrote and performed a song the band really loved in his opening act.
Hoggins!
And they contracted with him to record and perform it on their next album. But Kenny recorded it himself on his premiere album, and it was a huge hit. Danny Hutton, Corey Wells, and Chuck Negron of Three Dog Night said, "Hey, that's our song. We bought that fair and legal." So they went to their legal counsel through their record label because they wanted to know if they had a case or no case. And, Mr. Penny, you get to open
that one. Kenny Loggins.
You think so?
Yes, I
could
do.
I
was just glad that I didn't have to go first on this one.
Oh, I'm ready for this. This is a case. This is a case.
Okay.
And it's about Kenny Loggins. And I'm trying to think. It's not Pooh's Corner, which, by the way, is one of my all-time favorite songs by Kenny Loggins. You guys ever heard Pooh
Corner? That's how they opened their concerts. When he and Loggins and Messina went out, I saw them in concert. They opened up with Pooh Corner, and then they went into Your Mama Don't Dance and Your Daddy Don't Rock and Roll. And it was crazy from there.
You've never heard, Todd, you ever heard Pooh's Corner?
No.
Not a song.
Would you put it up there
for them? It's a very gentle song. I'll try to find it.
I'm going to filibuster a little bit here while you do this. But I think that the Three Dog Night did sue him, and they lost because Kenny Loggins ran this song for quite some time, and it was very popular. I'm not going to say which one it is, but I'm going to say it's a case, and I'll look like a real idiot if it's not, and he made it up. And Kenny Loggins did run this song of Three Dog Nights, and Kenny Loggins did not have to pay them a darn nickel. This is it. Yep, this is it.
Posing our questions to Al and Dior as our days disappear.
Keep going. It's very nice little gentle. They opened their show with this, but and then they went into their heavy rock and roll after this and just blew people's minds. Good
and
players.
I can't listen to find my. He's got the jar stuck in his.
So you say this is the song?
No, this is another one. But this is one of his popular ones.
Yep, called The House on at Pooh Corner. Okay, Todd,
it's about,
what say
it's
you?
We need the Pooh.
Case or no case, my friend?
Well, so Fred says this is a case.
Yes.
And who wins?
Kenny Loggins wins.
And Kenny Loggins wins. Well, you know, if I go with Fred, I may be, you know, running a highway to the danger zone. And I can't be really footloose with my answers.
Good point.
I'm just going to, but look, right now the point total is so low, so I'm all right. Don't nobody worry about me. So we'll leave it at that. I'm going to say
you got 2 points.
I'm going to say no case.
Denise, you don't get. You didn't get it. He's quoting songs.
I'm quoting Kenny Loggins.
Those are all Kenny Loggins songs.
I don't really know any of Kenny Loggins.
But just so you know, that's what.
Okay. I mean, Street of Night. If you quote
if it was Billy Joel songs, she'd know those
words. Yeah, Billy Joel or ABBA. Yeah. But so you
say no case.
I'm going to say no case. And by the way, if I were naming the band, it would be Three Cat Night. But whatever.
Exactly.
So, no case.
Those would be three lions in Africa.
Yes.
Okay, Denise, what say you? Case or no case?
Well, three cougars.
There's a dream.
There's not enough geritol in this about. Sorry.
Yeah.
Go on.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Go on, Denise, after you.
Well, he said it, not I.
I know. Okay, let's see. You know what? Gosh, I'm going to probably jinx you. It's a case, and Kenny Loggins wins because, and I'm going to say the legal reason why he wins.
Okay.
It's because he wrote the song. So he didn't give up his rights as an artist. He just gave a license to Three Dog Night to be able to utilize that song. But he didn't give up all his rights as the original, you know.
That's a great
song.
Point, Denise, and I'm going to add to that point.
Okay.
Anyone who has the name Three Dog Night should lose.
Okay, now, so the other thing is...
Don't tell us, Cal.
I'm going to do this right here. I'm going to give you a chance. Write down your answers here so you'll know who Kenny is when you hear this.
Oh! I was wrong.
And the name of the song.
Oh, don't say it. Oh, man, that's Elton John.
Okay, there you go. That would be... I'll explain.
Okay, don't tell us. Let's set us up.
Yeah, I'm just setting you up, for
Elton
a little
John wasn't named Kenny.
Really? Reginald Kenneth Dwight?
Oh.
Cal is so smart, man. God.
I'm not going to make it easy for you.
I don't care what you say. That guy, these songs are classics for the next 100 years.
Yeah.
That song right there just makes you feel good.
It does. I love that song.
I saw a documentary about Elton John, and this is his songwriting process. You know, he has a partner that writes the lyrics.
Bernie Taupin. Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so the way it would work was he'd come up with something and fax the lyrics to Elton John. And then when email came around, it was email. And Elton John would get that, and he'd set the lyrics down on the piano, and he would just start playing whatever came out of his fingers. And if he didn't come up with the song in the first 10 minutes, he'd send it back and say, yeah, give me something else. I can't work with this.
We're going to be back after this and
amazing.
Finish Case or No Case.
Hmm.
Love Elton John.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back to hear more about Kenny and more after this.
Now the
what it's done. I hope you don't mind. I hope you don't mind that I'm just down the world.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
At TicketChocolate.com, we believe that simplicity is best. We also know that chocolate is one of life's finest things that can help you savor your greatest moments. Late night visits with old friends, overdue romantic moments, and quiet mornings all to yourself. See their wide variety, like hot chocolate sticks or creamy marshmallows, and a lot more at TicketChocolate.com. They remind busy people like you to take time for the pleasure small things can give. TicketChocolate.com, where simplicity is best.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Petty.
Just like, I wonder if, I know we can't do this, but wouldn't it be just good to sit here and just say nothing and for an hour listen to Elton John song.
Pretty much like being a rock and roll DJ in the MOR era when I started.
Yeah,
it just reminds me of an interesting thought I had when I showed up here today, that little inside joke between me and Cal.
All right, so tell us the story.
We're
first of all,
just
Cal.
Here by ourselves. Okay.
Cal, wait. I want you to tell us, Cal has a great history. He has a history in TV and radio that dates back to about 1907 or 08.
No, 1970.
Oh, 70. Close enough. The 0 and the 7, I got mixed up. But tell me, Cal, about Elton John, his real name. And you said his real name was what?
Reginald Kenny Dwight.
And he's from
Kenneth.
England.
Kenneth Dwight, right. Well, here's what happened.
Okay, what happened?
No case.
What?
No.
Yes!
That's killing us.
They heard Kenny do the song, and they said, you know what, Elton, that is so good, we cannot possibly compete. Plus, when we tour and people see that you're coming on to front us, we'll draw more people under the tent to our concerts. We're going to make our money anyway. So congratulations, brother, on having a good hit. We'll leave it alone. There's no case. We're not going to see you. Not going to make a big deal out of it.
So let's back up, Cal.
That
so
was what, back in another time and dimension.
Before Elton was ahead.
Yeah, it was more ahead. Like a handshake. Yeah. So this was back when Three Dog Night was huge, which when I was a kid in the 70s, Three Dog Night was and this is the guy that was the backup or the
opening act.
The opening act.
Yeah.
And it was just Elton. Oh, my gosh.
That's amazing that Three Dog Night would do that because that is a headlining act saying, hey, just having you opening up will put essentially more butts in seats for us when we come out, right? And then you compare that to what was going on in the rock and roll scene where you had an up-and-coming band in the mid to late 70s known as Van Halen. Eddie Van Halen just passed away a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
Rest in peace.
Mm-hmm.
But you had Van Halen come on, and they were opening up for Black Sabbath back when Ozzy Osbourne was still singing for them,
right.
Blowing them off the stage to the tune of people would show up, they'd watch Van Halen as the opener, and then when Black Sabbath would come on, the stadium is half empty because people would just leave after Van Halen.
Wow.
And is stark contrast in how musical acts dealt with each other.
Well, these obviously were very compatible, and Elton John and Bernie Taupin wrote a lot of music before they started getting hits. So he's out here trying everything that he can. All of a sudden, your song starts to take off.
Mm-hmm.
Other bands, not only Three Dog Night, approached him to try to record it. He said, I better get this thing down on tape before I go too much farther. And he did, and he was very well managed and had a smart label. I think a Reprise was his first label. So anyway, they got out there, and they made a ton of money off of a great song, and everybody was happy.
I remember, this tells you how old I am. I remember specifically down in Agora Hills in Southern California. Agora Hills in Southern California is where my uncle lived. And we decided to spend Christmas down there. And I was so happy as I opened up. Santa Claus brought me an album. Was the Elton John album. What was their most popular one? I'm trying to think. That really
big. Yellow Brick Road was
Yellow
big.
Brick Road.
Greatest Hits was big.
Yeah. It was either Greatest Hits. No, I think it was Greatest Hits. And I sat there in their family room, that is little separate family room. They were well-to-do. And I played it on the record player over and over and over, like for 3 days straight. I'm sitting there listening to that song the whole time. So that record the whole time.
Well, that was the magic of it then. It was pretty easy.
All right, there we go.
So congratulations. And that, ladies and gentlemen, and we thank you for playing along, is Case or No Case.
855-529-7234. You want to call in and talk to us about anything? Amy Coney Barrett. Okay, so this is not anything, you know, whether you agree with her or not. She is an intelligent, top person. A lot of people, I didn't agree with a lot with Judge Ginsburg, some stuff that she ruled on, but I loved her to death as a justice. And I knew her, not knew her personally, but I've met her personally.
The characteristic that both of them have, even though they may be on opposite ends of any specific issue, but the characteristic that both of them have that I like, and I like this in any judge, is they're consistent with the way they have ruled in the past.
Right.
And so it's not like you wake up or you go to court and you have to figure out, okay, which way is the judge leaning today?
Right.
You know what you get, and but I say that, and then there are certain limits, because it's not always, when a judge is nominated, a given that that judge is going to rule consistent with the political leanings of the person that nominated them. And I think that's where a lot of this Supreme Court nomination process gets askew, is when people naturally assume that if it's a right...
Well, that's a conservative justice.
A conservative president that nominates the judge, that the judge is going to rule conservatively, or... if it's a left-leaning president, that the judge is going to rule liberally. That's not always a given. We've seen that with the last two justices that have been nominated.
But there is usually consistent interpretation about constructionism and wordism versus not.
Exactly.
And I think that's probably
a critical thing. It's interesting. Kavanaugh has come, I can't remember all the details, but there's a few he's come down on that people are like, huh, that was a little more moderate than conservative.
Yeah, exactly. The big one that I see here is, first, we talk about Justice Roberts, right?
Yeah.
Roberts was nominated by George Bush, and not just to the Supreme Court, but he was nominated to be the presiding judge of the Supreme Court, which I thought was interesting. Welcome to the Supreme Court. By the way, you're in charge. And so he was nominated to be the presiding judge of the Supreme Court, and I think people thought that he would be very conservative in his rulings. What has been the news about Justice Roberts?
Like you said, Obamacare, he saved it, and he's leaning a little more middle. I mean, he's just kind of coming across as not really kind of, he's a kind of a Justice Kennedy. He's going to throw it one way or the other.
Neil Gorsuch, President Trump's first nominee. Gorsuch. Gorsuch was nominated by Trump.
Was he? Okay, that's right.
President Trump's first nominee. Everybody said he was going to be conservative. There goes the rights to the LGBTQ community. He wrote the opinion that protected the LGBTQ rights in an employment law.
Yeah, we're going to be back.
Don't always know.
We're going to talk briefly about that, and we're going to get into the Michael Jackson case.
Hope you can stay tuned, because we have a lot more Radio Law Talk coming up right here. However, you're listening to us on radio or on RadioLawTalk.com or via podcast, we welcome you. I'm glad you're along. Hold on.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. That's 800-670-0940.
Ever wonder how the credit card companies make their money? Well, think about this. If you owe $25,000 on five different credit cards and you make your minimum payments every month, here's what it's going to cost you. Are you sitting down? You'll shell out over $13,000 in additional interest, and it's going to take over 13 years to pay off your original $25,000 balance. That's how they make money. Now it's your turn to fight back by calling the Debt Solution Network. We'll work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. We promise we can and will reduce your debt. Call right now for a free 15-minute debt analysis.
866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-DEBT.
You
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I voted for a guy named Trump.
President Trump's comments after casting his ballot in Florida this morning. The president back on the campaign trail, delivering remarks in North Carolina, then heading to Ohio. Two coronavirus vaccine trials are ready to start up again in the United States. Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca joining drug makers Moderna and Pfizer in late-stage clinical trials in the United States. As far as when we can expect the vaccine, coronavirus task force member Dr. Anthony Fauci telling MSNBC,
vaccine doses will likely start to be distributed on a priority basis, for example, to healthcare workers and those who are most vulnerable, could be very much by the end of this year, the beginning of the year. But when you talk about hundreds of millions of people, you're really talking about several months into 2021.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley. Oh, that stone.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
Justice Amy Barrett is going to be confirmed. I mean, that's going to happen. So, we don't do predictions and stuff. I don't think she's as conservative as everybody thinks. I don't. We'll find out. But she could be. She could not be. You never know. But what I care about is an intelligent, thought-provoking person that follows the Constitution and is not a, what do you call those, some judges?
Activists
that try to put their, both sides have those that try to put their, it's the law. As one person I know that's a judge says, I don't agree with a lot of the rulings that I do, but that's what the law is, and I have to follow the law.
The thing that I see with this is, what is the title of what we call her? We call her and anybody that fills the position that she is seeking to fill, we call them a judge. What does it mean to judge? It means to look at both sides and decide which one is the one that makes the most sense to you from a legal standpoint. And if it were as cut and dried as a mathematical equation, we wouldn't have judges. We'd just go ahead and punch everything into a computer and say, what does the computer say should happen? But we have judges that apply their own view and their own take on the law, and I've got no problem with that as long as they're consistent, as long as it's not always changing among the same judge.
Well, I think the core issue for many people who saw this and why there's such a bone of contention is that some people hope that the Supreme Court is actually a de facto legislature, that they'll just make policy and laws as they go. And others are saying, We have a group to do that. Let's keep the three sections of government in balance, can we? Don't go out and try to seize power from the legislative by making up law and code as you go. Just interpret the law. Do your job. I think that's what most people in their heart of hearts would honestly hope for, don't you think?
Well, I think a lot of people are afraid that the balance is shifting on the court and that it's no longer an equal balance.
Well, I think there are those who would say that there's one political party who has believed for many years that the court belongs to them, and now the other political party is saying, well, we believe it belongs to us. So is that really just a rebalancing of this constant tug? Because it is a constant tug. Is it a conservative court? Is it a liberal court? It's the court. Right?
And that's the thing, is I don't see anywhere in the Constitution where it says that the court needs to be balanced, one party versus another party, or having the left and the right and everything. Whereas the way our legislature has set it, look, the reason they call it the left and the right is because of where people originally sat in the House of Congress.
Right.
You know, it was the Republicans, or the folks over to the right or over to the left, and how they were.
But, I thought it was NASCAR.
Because everybody turns left.
Well, they're going left now.
Yeah, in NASCAR.
But, NASCAR, you mean?
Yeah, NASCAR. They're turning left now.
But here's what I see on the whole, whether or not the judges should be lawmakers or policymakers or those that interpret the law. I keep going back to this argument. It has to do with Justice Roberts, because in the last section we talked about how Justice Roberts' decision may have, saved Obamacare. But let's look at what Justice Roberts did, and this does not get enough play, in my opinion. Roberts came up with or ruled that it was, whether it was a penalty or a tax. The issue was whether or not it was a penalty or a tax,
right.
Obamacare, right?
The individual mandate.
Yes.
Right?
And so there was that issue, and if you listen to the mainstream media, even if you listen to the comments of President Obama, who said, I thought Roberts got it wrong because it was this, not that, it makes it sound like Roberts picked this idea out of the ether and came up with it of his own accord and said, this is how I'm going to save Obamacare. You ask people, they will talk about it as if that were it. That's not what happened. Roberts, like the rest of the justices, were presented with arguments about whether or not it was a penalty or a tax, among other arguments that they made. And Roberts sided with the argument made by the White House lawyers and then had the president come back and tell him he got it wrong. But Roberts didn't come up with the idea on his own. He was presented with arguments from both sides and rendered an opinion based upon which one he says made
the
most sense.
They don't say, you missed this part of the argument, this is where you need to add this in.
Exactly.
They don't do that.
That doesn't happen.
It's like, you know what? Judges do that. I side for this, even though... Dude, you missed. Your argument was bad and flawed, so I can't lean on your side, even though the law is on your side.
In fact, the axiom on appellates is you might have had a great argument, but if you didn't raise that at the trial level,
right,
if you didn't object to it then, you can't raise it now. Mm-hmm. Right? And so that's how they live, what they do. They're not, I think they get accused, justices in general get accused of legislating far more than they actually do. And they don't get as much credit for the fact that they're just simply sitting there deciding which of the arguments that are presented to them they agree with.
But that's because some people look at like the Roberts ruling and go, where on earth did he come up with that? Because they weren't in the courtroom. They don't know.
Yeah.
They don't know. So where did he come up with that
thing? Because
right,
it's not reported. And quite frankly, I didn't even... I had to find out that that's what happened by actually going to the Supreme Court website and downloading the briefs and reading them that were filed by both sides. That's the first time that I learned that this way that he cited in Obamacare was because he was agreeing with an argument that was raised in the briefs by the White House lawyers. That's the first time I heard it. I didn't hear that on the news. I heard Roberts came up with it.
Well, that's what good judges do. That's all they're supposed to do. And that's what they're supposed to do. They're not supposed to legislate from the bench.
Absolutely.
And a lot of people do. So let's talk about Michael Jackson.
What a segue.
The poor guy. I mean, I'm not saying, everyone thinks, fine, you say that poor guy. The guy will never die. I mean, he gets sued or his estate does, obviously, nonstop. So what's happened here is another lawsuit came about, alleged sexual abuser brought, you know, a case against the Michael Jackson estate to pay for sexual abuse, apparently. And don't forget, in California, and Denise, you'll probably know a little more about this than I will, but I know in California they've changed the sexual abuse laws, statutes. Isn't that correct? They changed them, or who knows? I can't remember. But
the statute of limitations.
Limitations is much longer now. You can bring them than before, because before it was like you only had so many years to argue that you were sexually abused by this person or that person. So a lawsuit occurs. One of the men that alleged that Michael Jackson, that one of the men that was on the HBO documentary, The Leaving Neverland, brought a lawsuit, and the courts just did what? They just dismissed the case.
They did, but the
dismissed only as to one plaintiff.
Right.
As to two defendants. There were two separate. The lawsuit was brought against some corporate entities, two of which were MJJ Productions Incorporated, and then another one was MJJ Ventures Incorporated,
right,
claiming that those corporations had a duty to protect the children from the allegations of inaction or action by Michael Jackson. And so the court ruled that the plaintiffs did not show...
The plaintiff.
Well, the
one plaintiff could not show a nexus,
yes,
if you will.
A nexus between these two corporations,
yes, and himself.
Now, if you saw the documentary Leaving Neverland, the two plaintiffs, one was a later went on to become a choreographer and was actually on the show, one of the coaches on the show, So You Think You Can Dance. I think his last name was Robson. And then the other was a kid that was in Pepsi commercials with Michael Jackson
when
the plaintiff was a little kid. So the ones that were dismissed were as to Safechuck, who was in the Pepsi commercials with Michael Jackson. And it wasn't a statute of limitations thing. It was you can't show the connection between these two corporate entities and you. So... Mm-hmm. So the suit got dismissed as a result of that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's for, it's a technicality, but it was probably the right decision. It looks pretty safe and reasoned.
So here's what I knew in California they changed the rules. I knew. So now victims of childhood sexual abuse have until age 40 or 5 years from the discovery of the abuse to file a lawsuit. Wow.
Right. That was actually changed by Gavin Newsom.
Right. The governor.
Earlier this year. And right. What happened was these two plaintiffs have brought a case before,
mm-hmm,
and they got dismissed, and they appealed that decision. And while they were up on appeal, Gavin Newsom extended the statute. So the appellate courts sent it back down because of the new statutory provision.
Yeah. Well, that little music that we try to always ignore that Cal rolls to us means that we're ready to go on to the next thing. So we're gonna finish up on we're finished with that. We're gonna go into a little bit about R. Kelly still waiting in jail right now for his trial coming up, and some interesting things occurred that we want to talk about. And our former prosecutor here to my left is going to discuss maybe what might happen if you sit in jail too long and wait for your trial. We'll be back after this.
Yep. A little behind the curtain stuff. That music means a minute to go. That's what it means for those of you. Now you've got some radio talk show behind the curtain. We'll be right back in a few minutes here on Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. Stay tuned.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Hi.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now, back to your host, Frederick Penny.
No points for you.
That's my life. No points for me. I might as well just buy the dinner right now. I might as well. Hey, you know what? The R. Kelly. And I'm not a person that follows this stuff. Apparently, he is a well-known amongst rappers, a rapper type of singer, and has done very well financially.
Well, since I Believe I Can Fly, he became mainstream, and then also had his...
Yeah, he's mainstream.
Is he mainstream? To me, that's not mainstream, but that's okay. But I'm... Hey, I know... I was talking about Elton John. To me, that's mainstream. But he's mainstream. In the summer of 2019, and don't forget, he had some bizarre antics on a news show where they interviewed him about... He had these two sisters as... Were they his fiancé's wives or what?
No, just living with him.
I don't remember what the deal is. But anyway.
They were young when they started being with him, and the parents had objected to these two people living with him. And
remember the parents, though, brought the kids to the concert and wanted the kids to meet him.
Wait, who are we talking about?
R. Kelly.
R. Kelly.
Okay. R. Kelly, yeah.
He's moved on from Michael Jackson.
No, we're on R. Kelly.
Yeah. The bizarre thing in the interview was when he was asked about being with underage kids, and he says, well, how do you define underage? And he was like, okay.
That was weird. But he got up in the chair.
Get into the technicalities.
Yeah. Don't you remember when he got up in the chair and he became very threatening to the interviewer?
She sat there calmly.
What was her name?
I can't remember.
She's Oprah's best friend, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Which is interesting. Didn't Oprah
Gail King?
Yes, Gail King.
Yes.
Gail King.
It's R. Kelly's interview with Oprah's friend, and you compare that to Oprah's interview with Tom Cruise when he was dating. Katie Holmes. And he's like, what is it? And he's jumping up and down. Yeah. I love Katie Holmes. It was like, oh my God, you just killed your career with that moment. But both of those, both career threatening issues that come up in interviews.
It is summer of 2019 that he has been behind bars for federal and state charges of child pornography, sexual assault, and obstruction of justice in Illinois and New York. Okay, so that's what's going on. So he hasn't had his trial yet. So he's sitting in jail, awaiting a trial. He did post bond, and then something happened, Todd. Then he had to go back in jail because he violated it.
There was an allegation that he violated some term of his release on bond, and as a result, you know. This gets really tricky with some defendants where they're in custody and they have bond or holds on them from multiple jurisdictions. One jurisdiction might let them out, and really all that happens is, all right, you're released to get into a van to go to the other jurisdiction where you don't have a release. And so it gets a little difficulty. The long and short is he's in custody awaiting a trial, and he was assaulted by another defendant or another inmate.
It was a gangbanger too.
Yeah.
Apparently it was I don't want to give the gang a shout out, but a gangbanger, and he was beaten while behind bars, and their claim is no one at the correctional facility raised a finger or did anything to prevent the attack.
The allegations are that they actually were part of it.
Part of it. Yeah. And so they said we got to let him out.
Yeah. And that's where it gets difficult. So the claim here, according to the surveillance video, is the attacker had ranged quite a distance from where that person normally was housed and hung out and made his way over to where R. Kelly was and attacked him. And so the claim first is that the correctional officer should have seen that roaming activity and know that it was going to be directed at R. Kelly and intervene before they got there. That's one.
Yeah, because he actually communicated with the person that attacked.
Yeah, so the first one is just the roaming they should have gotten into. The second allegation is that it warrants an investigation to see whether or not the correctional officers at the facility actually encouraged, facilitated, or otherwise helped that individual make it from where they were over to R. Kelly's holding area, which if true, no defense to the allegations that R. Kelly is facing, but if that's true, I mean, somebody has to answer for that in the facility of incarceration if they're encouraging that kind of activity between inmates.
But that's the same question that swirls around the guy who committed suicide, these sexual assaults. Yeah, that's what swirls around him. Did these guys participate? Were they really both asleep at the same time the security camera turned off? I mean, isn't that the same kind of question that goes around here?
Absolutely.
It could be, but you know what? The difference here is the inmate that attacked R. Kelly, he actually admitted that he did it because he was trying to bring media attention to his racketeering case. So that's kind of an interesting thought. Who thinks like that?
Yeah.
So look.
Musicians.
So you have this. Now here's,
racketeers.
Here's where the, not like the Musketeers.
There you go.
R-A-C-K-E-T, whatever. So here's what you've got here. And this is where things are going to start to go back and forth as this issue is really fleshed out. And it's, okay, so I think that the correctional facility can go back and say, hold on a minute. What is R. Kelly in custody for? What is he alleged to have done? And the allegations against R. Kelly are sexual in nature towards individuals that were underage. Now, as a former prosecutor and as a defense attorney, sexual cases are the one class of case that I just don't want to take as a defense attorney. But for 3 years, I prosecuted them. Okay, and it was very difficult. And I'll tell you, here are the big concerns for defendants. First, none of them want to have to register as a sex offender because sometimes they'll even say, I'll do more time as long as I don't have to register because of the stigma that's associated with that. I get that. But then they think about actually doing the time. And quite frankly, doing, say, 3 years, being incarcerated for 3 years for theft is not nearly as hard time as doing 3 years for a sexual offense or assault against a child or even an allegation while you're awaiting trial, because there is this concept of the inmates exacting the prison justice. And you kind of have a target on your back. Everybody knows who R. Kelly is, and they know why he's there. And so the prison is going to say, well, look, the guy's kind of got a target on his back. But then the flip side to that is R. Kelly is saying, yeah, and you know that, which means you should be hyper-vigilant in making sure I'm not attacked, right? Because you know I've got a target on my back.
Right.
And so this is going to be an interesting fight back and forth.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you more interesting than this is, you know,
do you,
what?
Do you think he'll get out for this?
No. I think, if anything, they'll put him in more protective custody.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think he will either. You know what? There's a guy by the name. Have you ever heard of Charles Sevilla, Disorder in the Court? He wrote a book called Disorder in the Court. And it's some of the funniest court antics that are going on. And let me tell you, before we're going to get into this next hour.
Okay.
And I want to do a few funny ones. I'm going to throw one out for you. But I want to tell you, without naming names, one that I know about locally that Denise probably knows about, and maybe even you, Todd, a funny case about an officer being examined on a criminal case, and the judge actually cross-examines him, which is rare, but sometimes a judge can ask some questions about this officer seeing a homeless person squatting in front of a business and doing his deed.
I think I know this one.
This case we got to talk about. But here's one from Disorder in the Court. Lawyer, how was your first marriage terminated? Witness, by death. Lawyer, and by whose death was it terminated? Witness, take a guess. And I know one lawyer. There's one similar to that. The lawyer, the witness asked the lawyer, did you really pass the bar?
Wasn't that the, how many autopsies have you performed on dead people? All of the autopsies I performed have been on dead
people. Yeah, except the one in Detroit. Do you know that lady, that woman that was found breathing in the funeral home?
Yeah, oh, yeah. She passed away.
She has since passed.
Yeah,
yeah.
She has passed.
Yeah.
And she was disabled.
She was very ill. She had a lot of complications. Yes.
Here you go. Ready for this one, Cal? Lawyer, what gear were you in at the moment of the auto impact? Witness, Gucci sweats and Reebok.
That's
a good one.
That's a visual. You see this, you know, beautiful woman.
Oh, yeah, that's just great. Okay, we're going to end with this one. And then we're going to come back third hour and have another case or no case. We've got a lot of things to talk about the third hour. We're going to get into a little bit about, I've got like a list of about five or six. We're going to very briefly talk about what Supreme Courts are blocking the curbside voting and mail-in ballots. We're going to go over a few of the different states, what's going on there. But lawyer, let's see. No. Lawyer, doctor, how many of your... There it is. That's the one. Oh, you already did that one. Let me just save it. We got 30 seconds. I got another long one. We'll be back after this. Sorry to be that way, but you know what? There's some funny ones.
That's a classic tease. Good job, Fred. Just wait to see what comes up next on Radio Law Talk. Next hour, perhaps it's 6 minutes after the hour here, wherever you're listening to us, either online or on the radio. If you stay there, we'll be right back.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Uh-huh. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.